MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 11, 2024. Former Gloucester Harbor Master sues city officials. Peabody approves 3A zoning. High winds, heavy rain, near 60 today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:33 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, former Harbor Master Thomas P. T.J. Shimotaro Jr. has gone to Essex Superior Court to recover for wrongful termination and retaliation stemming from unlawful actions by defendants for his previously filing hostile work environment claims arising from the former mayor's outrageous statements to him, according to a complaint filed December 4. His lawsuit names the city, Mayor Greg Verga, Human Resources Director Holly Dugwillow, General Counsel Suzanne Egan, and former Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, who served from 2015 to 2021. Shimotaro is seeking $2.5 million in damages, $50,000 in lost wages, $1 million in reasonably anticipated lost wages, and $1.5 million for emotional distress. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News, the Peabody Planning Board voted 9-1 to approve a proposed multifamily overlay district that will put the city in compliance with the state's MBTA Communities Act. The city will hold a final public hearing and vote before the City Council on the overlay district Thursday night. Peabody must be in compliance with the law, also known as 3A, by December 31, or it stands to lose millions in funding for public safety and infrastructure projects. The Act requires all cities and towns receiving MBTA service or abutting a community that does to adopt at least one zoning district allowing multifamily housing by right. Such districts also must meet the state's criteria for 3A zones. More news after this break.
Ready, Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. What do we got going on this week? In the North Shore, the coach of the defending Division I state champion girls hockey team out of St. Mary's of Lynn, our Cape Ann Sammy's Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and on the Merrimack Valley Show, New Hampshire sports scene covered from Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Daily News reporter Matt Petrie is writing that after months of effort and over $1 million committed to the cause, work on the Salisbury Beach Sand Maintenance Project is set to begin Monday, according to state and local officials. The Department of Conservation and Recreation granted $1.75 million to the project aimed at reversing erosion issues at Salisbury Beach. Erosion was exacerbated in December 2022 when a massive winter storm hit the region. The project will see large volumes of sand brought to the beach to restore the most heavily impacted areas. And the Beverly Times is reporting that Beverly Main Streets will host its annual downtown winter market on Friday and Saturday, December 13 and 14. The winter market is designed to promote shopping small and to activate spaces for the holiday season. Local businesses will be open for shopping and special activities from 4 to 8 p.m. on the 2 days. Details in today's Salem News. The event will focus on Cabot Street on December 13 and Rantoul Street on December 14. There will be vendor markets, musical performance, and special guests throughout both nights as people meander through Beverly's two main downtown streets. In sports, the Salem State men's ice hockey team upset number 10-ranked Endicott last night 4-3 in overtime. The Vikings had a 3-goal lead erased by the Gulls, but came through in overtime to pick up the win. Salem News announced its boys' cross-country all-stars in today's paper. Will Conklin of Danvers High School is the runner of the year. The 31st annual Paul DeShane Girls Basketball Jamboree will be played this Saturday at Lynn Classical High School. 12 teams are involved, and the first game tips off at 2 p.m. St. Mary's High School boys' hockey coach Matthew Smith is feeling pretty good about his senior captains prior to the upcoming season opener.
senior leadership. There's four captains, two captains, two assistants. And the great thing about the two captains is they were captains last year, Jaden Driscoll and Cam McGonigal. They were voted as juniors. So they have a year of experience under their belt. And I always take the captains out for breakfast right before the season. We go out and talk about leadership because, you know, I've obviously learned a lot about leadership through the years, and then even more now my master's program at BU. So we do like a little leadership worksheet, talk about different leadership styles. And I think Cam and Jaden have learned a lot from last year, and I really think they have a good grasp on how to, like, nurture the culture we're trying to build. And then Joey Calder and Nick Thornton got picked as assistants, and they're just both phenomenal kids. Joey does the work on and off the ice. He is just intense with his process off the ice. He is dedicated to nutrition, physical fitness. He's been plagued by injuries the last couple years, and we're hoping that he can stay healthy because he could have a great senior year. And then Nick Thornton is just like, watch what I do on the ice. He is the energy bug on our team. Probably the smallest kid on the team, but the most fearless kid on the team. So he lets his play do the talking, and he has that ability to flip a switch because he's the nicest kid off the ice. Smile on his face, just a great personality, which is also good for our culture. But when he goes on the ice, man, he shows the boys how to play like a hockey player, which is what you want in your older players.
That's St. Mary's High School boys hockey coach Matthew Smith. In the pros, the Bruins got clobbered by the Jets in Winnipeg last night, 8-1. Celtics were off. They'll host the Pistons tomorrow night at the Garden. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.